You're on with Mario Lopez.
You're on Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom from NBC's The Office and now crushing it on Dancing with the Stars, actress Melora Hardin. Welcome back, Melora. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you, Mario?
I'm well. And you know, I've been pumping you up over on Access Hollywood, and I feel partially responsible because I was campaigning and, as you know, rooting for you to accept being on the show. And now you obviously have.
Yes,
and
you were. Last time I was on your show, you were like, you got to do Dancing with the Stars, Melora. Why aren't you on it?
Exactly. Because I knew the dancing background. I knew people would appreciate seeing this other side of you, other talent. Are you enjoying it? Is it easier, more difficult than you expected?
It's awesome. As you know, it's such an intense experience. I mean, it's like I literally have like 2 minutes to myself. I'm going. And the amount of, you know, challenge that it is, as far as not just, you know, physically, because you're doing something you've never done before in 5 days, trying to get it good enough to perform, but also like emotionally, spiritually, like, wow, it just brings up it just like lights up all the icons on the desktop, you know?
No, exactly. No, that's a great analogy. What dances have you done so far?
So let's see, last week we did Viennese Waltz. Before that, we did the cha-cha.
Okay.
We've done the tango and we're doing the jive this week. There's also one I'm forgetting. What is it? The rumba.
Wow. So you've done a lot. You have a favorite?
So far, the Viennese Waltz was just
okay. You're a little more ballroom
just
then. Okay.
Just delicious to, you know, move through and just. But I have to say, this jive is super fun too. I really like this too.
Yeah, that gets you moving right there. Do you rehearse in a studio where the other contestants are, or are you segregated?
Yeah, no, I mean, we all are, you know, we have different time slots, the 3 hour time slots. So you do pass each other in the halls, but you really don't see each other that much. But yeah.
And
on show day, that's when we see each other.
It's really when you see each other. And how is your partner/teacher/counselor band.
Yeah, exactly. I have to say, I don't think I could have gotten a better partner for me. Artem is such an amazing, you know, person and choreographer. And like, I think I've made a friend for life. You know, he's a great teacher. We've really both had to kind of step up and really communicate, which is great because you want to work really efficiently together.
Sure.
And you have to find each other's styles and what each other needs. And, you know, and he's so receptive to my direction. And I think I'm really receptive to his direction. I think I'm in charge of the intrapersonal part of our partnership, and he's in charge of the dancing part of our relationship, partnership.
Sounds like a good balance.
So, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I've had my 10,000 hours in the, you know, in the how to be in interpersonal relationships and a 24-year long marriage, and you know, so I got lots of experience there.
There you go. Last week's elimination was a bit of a surprise. Mel C and Olivia Jade were the bottom two, and both solid dancers. Did that shake things up backstage?
I think everyone was kind of shocked and the jaws were dropping. There's no doubt. Yeah, it was definitely a surprise. But you know, I think what you learn pretty quickly on this show is this is not a show about scores. It's not a show about dancing. It's a show about so many things. There's so many elements that make this show tick and that make people stay on the show and not stay on the show. And you know, there's an element of popularity, there's an element of likability, there's an element of dance, there's an element of sort of joy and like I think there's so many elements that play into it that if you're like a contestant in the show, I'm sure you had this experience, you can't be trying to figure out, you know, what it is that's going to make you stay or thrive on the show. You have to just kind of stay in your lane and do your thing. Otherwise, I mean, at least for me, I'd end up driving myself bananas if I did that.
You're exactly right. You can't worry about any of that other stuff. You could only worry about your dance and doing a good job, and then you could at least be at peace with that. And that should definitely be enough. We got Horror Night tonight. Can you give us a little sneak peek of your performance?
Well, let's see.
Are you doing the jive tonight?
Yeah, the jive. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. That's happening. And it's going to be super fun. And there's a fun little surprise of why I'm doing the jive that I'm doing to the movie that I'm honoring, which I'm not going to give away.
Good tease.
And that is super fun. And yeah, it's really high energy and there's going to be some blood involved.
Oh, in our costume. Well, let's hope it's not due to injury.
no, none of that.
Next week is Queen Night. Have you given any thought? Should you move forward? What that would look like?
Oh gosh, yeah, we have. We've talked about it. I think Artem and I have settled on a song that we both really love for it. And yeah, and I've talked to the story producer. Have some fun ideas actually for that night.
Gotta tune in. We're gonna stay tuned. This is a fun fact, Melora. The first person to teach you to jazz dance was Patrick Swayze. Is that true?
Yes, that's true.
How'd that come about?
He was my first jazz teacher, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I was very serious about ballet, and actually his sister, Heidi, came to our ballet studio. His mother, Patsy, owned her own ballet studio, but like out deeper in the valley. And Heidi was obviously taking with her mother, but she also was coming in to my ballet studio, which was like in Toluca Lake, and with a Russian, beautiful Russian ballet teacher, Natalie Clare, who came from Ballet Russe de Monte Carlo. And so she was just one of the leading ballet teachers in town at that time. And so Heidi would come in, and I guess at one point, Natalie must have said to Heidi, you know, that like she needed a jazz class for her, for the ballet dancers. And so Heidi was like, my brother, you know, teaches jazz. And it was Patrick. So Patrick rides up on his motorcycle in his tight jeans and his black leather jacket. I think I was 13 years old. And I just remember like all of us just swooning, just being like, like, what? This is the guy that's going to teach us jazz? Oh my God. And he was just so warm, and what a wonderful, wonderful man. And then years later, I was dancing in a number on the Academy Awards, and he was presenting before we went on.
Oh wow, full circle.
And I was like, hi, Patrick, Melora Hardin, do you remember me? And he's like, of course I remember you from ballet, you know, from Ballet La Jeunesse. I remember you.
Oh wow.
crazy.
Oh, that's a great story. See, I love that too, just being a guy that's always liked to dance. He was a perfect balance of like a man's man and still masculine, but still could move. So that's what's really, really cool.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Just really quick.
Just like you, Mario.
Thank you, dear. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
you and your husband started a new audiobook project, correct?
Yes.
What's that about?
Yeah, it's, he's an amazing actor and he's got an incredible voice and does tons of audiobooks. And he just sort of realized at the beginning of the pandemic that if his mother were still alive, which she's passed away, but she would be kind of lonely in the lockdown. And he just sort of started doing as sort of a gift to anybody that needed companionship. I don't know if, you know, you've been reading about, but like, you know, the cases of mental illness and, you know, since this whole COVID thing has just gone like skyrocketing. And I think people feel really isolated and really alone and really separate. And so this was sort of a way to bring sort of that wonderful old fashioned connection of what it is to be read to, like we were all read to as a child.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, into people's living room. And so it's a wonderful, wonderful way to just sort of feel that companionship. And they're classic books. And the first one that we released is The Wizard of Oz. And I've been directing them, and Gildert is fireside reading. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful sort of slow and very connected classic entertainment.
What a cool project for you guys to work on together. That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks. That's
well,
really nice.
I'm so happy you decided again to do the show and rooting for you. We're all rooting for you over here. So everyone listen, watch Dancing with the Stars Mondays on ABC. Vote for our girl Melora here. And Melora, thanks so much for checking in and good luck.
You're the best, Mario. And thank you so much for your encouragement for doing this. You were right. You told me I would love it and I'm loving it.
Oh, good. I'm so happy to hear that. All right. Take care. Have a great day.
See you next time.
Okay. We'll see you.
On with Mario Lopez.